Going to jail for a drug-related crime might not seem like an opportunity for the person who is incarcerated, but while they're locked up in Utah's prisons and jails, inmates addicted to drugs might find treatment programs that could help them escape the addiction. A research report from Utah Foundation shows those programs vary widely from state prisons to county jails, but for those who get help, the likelihood of going back to jail is reduced, and the future cost to the public may be much lower. There's also a role for the private sector in providing resources for drug rehabilitation. In this edition of Utah Thrives, we'll hear from the director of a nonprofit treatment facility about the way private money helps to fill gaps in government programs, allowing those recovering from substance abuse to stay out of jail and build new lives. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. In 2015, the Utah legislature passed a criminal justice reform bill. Among the changes it brought were reduced sentences for nonviolent offenders and new standards for treatment of substance abuse. The Utah Foundation research report, Rethinking Rehabilitation, Improving Outcomes for Drug-Addicted Offenders in Utah, looks at some of the effects of those changes. Utah's prison population has decreased, while the number of inmates in county jails has gone up as more drug offenses are classified as misdemeanors instead of felonies. Utah Foundation research analyst Sam Brucker says the treatment programs available behind bars can have major impacts.
It can reduce the number of times that they'll return to prison. It can also reduce their overall drug use. Beyond the benefits that it has for inmates, there's actually a huge benefit to taxpayers. Rehabilitation programs can have a very high positive return on investment. In some cases, there's been research that shows taxpayers can save $5 for every $1 that's invested in treatment programs. It's a really necessary component of the whole system.
For all their benefits, though, Sam Brucker says there are fewer and less extensive treatment programs in the county jails, even as they're seeing an increased population of offenders with substance abuse disorders.
So in Utah, there are 26 county jails. There are actually just 14 of them offer any type of substance use program. And again, that may not necessarily be a treatment program. That just might be something that has to do with substance use disorders. So that's pretty significant. A more specific example would be medication-assisted treatment. This is a type of program that it minimizes the risk of pretty severe consequences for individuals who are having nearly fatal withdrawal symptoms. But in Utah, there's actually only 3 county jails that actually utilize this program.
The report also found that the state has made an increased effort to reach offenders with addictions when they're not in jail. Over a 1-year period from 2016 to 2017, there was a 21% increase in admissions to substance abuse programs for people involved with the criminal justice system. Drug courts that allow offenders to avoid incarceration if they take personal responsibility and get treatment could be one reason why that number has gone up. Drug courts are now available in all 8 of Utah's judicial districts. Substance abuse, of course, is among the main contributing factors to homelessness. As efforts to address that have gained momentum, so has interest in the private sector for funding treatment and employment programs designed to keep people off the streets and out of jail. Sean McMillan runs one of those programs, First Step House. Its 2 residential treatment centers and 1 outpatient clinic in Salt Lake City serve about 750 adult men every year. Its annual budget is about $7 million, with public funding providing most of that. There are regulations and restrictions on the use of taxpayer money for drug treatment, and sometimes that limits the flexibility of the services First Step House can offer. McMillan says private funding is critical in stretching their public funding to meet the needs of their clients.
Philanthropic partners, corporate partners provide the case management services that allow us the resource to jump through the hoops, to get that individual access in to other options that may not be ideal, but they will work for now. Corporate and philanthropic partners provide an essential service to help us fill gaps, but because we're dealing with chronic problems in our society, they're not that deep of a pocket. They're not good. They're good at helping us address acute here and now problems, but not good at helping us address the chronic problems that we're struggling with as a society.
Those pockets have just recently been getting deeper, though. First Step House recently received a grant of $200,000 from KeyBank, its largest corporate gift ever. McMillan says that's given them the opportunity to go beyond just filling gaps and to look at extending the reach of its programs in ways it's never done before.
Work is an expectation of the services that you receive at First Step House. We expect that you will seek and retain employment while you're enrolled in services. But most, like I said, most of the guys that we serve are guys who will go and get a minimum wage job, you know, and that just doesn't afford a guy a living wage. But we've never had the resource to really help a guy get a better job or help a guy jump through the hoops to get that job he really wants that will earn him a living wage, or help him get access to the training that will help him get into the career that he wants to get into. We've never had the resource to cultivate relationships with employers out there and better understand the needs of those employers so that we could in fact target individuals that we serve to meet their need for talent. That's what the KeyBank grant does. It provides us with personnel who have been provided particular training and expertise to help cultivate those employers, develop relationships with those employers, and then take the individuals that we serve and link them to those folks and help those individuals stay employed with that person. That's what the KeyBank grant does, and we've never had anything like it. And there isn't anything in the public sector that compares to it.
And success for that client, McMillan says, leads to success for the organization, as families and business leaders and others see what can be done. The combination of private and public funding allows organizations like First Step House to offer hope for those who come through their doors for a future where jail and homelessness are left behind. Utah Foundation's recent report, Rethinking Rehabilitation, was made possible in part through a grant from the Semnani Family Foundation. The report is available at our website, utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan, nonprofit research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to produce objective, thorough, and well-reasoned research and analysis that promotes the effective use of public resources, a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. Utah Foundation seeks to help decision makers and citizens understand and address complex issues. Utah Foundation also offers constructive guidance to improve governmental policies, programs, and structures. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.